Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The great temptation of Christianity has always been to think that if we were in control, if we had the power, we would win. And that's exactly what Jesus is warning us against. You see, salt is not the same as the meat and the potatoes. He's not telling you to be the meat and the potatoes, the vegetables even. Just the invisible but very effective salt. Salt is what gives life zing and taste and purpose and meaning and desire. If we look at the history of Christianity, whenever we were in charge, that's when we were most corrupt. And yet it's a constant temptation to think, if only we could get our officials elected. That's not true. Christianity operates best in a resistance position, in a position where it has to choose and decide and know how to be light and how to be salt. Even the metaphor of light that was just given to us. It's not moving forward by, as the AA movement says, by promotion, by self-promotion, but by attraction. Just set the light on the lampstand, and if it's good, and if it's real, and if it's beautiful, people will come. This is very different than what we would expect. We basically think that we can move the world by being in control. Both of the images that Jesus gives us today, which are at the very beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, warn us against wanting to be in control. And I know that is so against your common sense. You think, if only we had the power. It's never been true. I know my years of traveling on the road, when I'd go to a country where everybody assumed they were Catholic, that's where the church is the weakest. When they're a minority and they have to choose and decide to be the salt of the earth, to be light on a lampstand. I saw the movie Silence recently. I'm sorry it isn't more popular, but it's about the persecution of the Christians in Japan. And I remember teaching a number of times in Japan years back, and there the Catholics are so committed, so fervent. They don't sit passively waiting to be entertained like many of us do. It's all, we assume it's a Christian country. Okay, let's go ahead. Now let's just elect a few Christian officials. I think we know after this election that's not going to happen. And we cannot expect the government to do our work. We cannot expect elected officials to be Christian. They aren't. The reason you become an elected official is you want power. And what Jesus warns us against is the seeking of power. He says, you're not, nor do you need to be, the meat and the potatoes. You just try to invisibly but tastefully be the salt. Give this world taste, meaning, purpose, direction, desire. It's a very humble position, isn't it? We'd much sooner be in charge. Whenever we sought Christendom, whenever all of Italy was controlled by the Pope and the bishops, that's when the Catholic Church was most corrupt. Because when you have all the power, you in fact misuse power. And so Jesus warns us against power, because very, very, very few people can handle power. Most use power for their own aggrandizement, their own promotion, their own advancement in the ways of more money and more power. That's all power wants, is more power. And Jesus knew that few of us could handle it. So he said, no, don't you pretend to be the whole meal. You're just the quiet but effective salt. And if salt loses its zing, what good is it? There's no hope anymore if even you, who are supposed to be different, are pretty much like everybody else. And I think we saw in this election cycle, statistically, that most Christians aren't any different than anybody else. They vote with the same prejudices, with the same fears, and the same angers as everybody else. Either we learn how to be the salt of the earth, a true alternative to the normal motivations of society, or Jesus puts it very clearly, you might as well throw it out and trample it underfoot. Now we're in a position of resistance. I had a pastor write to me a few days ago and he said, I'm having people in my church tell me that, you know, I think I have to begin to take my Christian faith really seriously for the first time. As they didn't have to take it seriously before. They just thought, oh, the government will invoke or evoke Christian laws. I don't think so. Remember, the entire Bible was written under bad kings. There's not a single good king in the Bible. And yet, it's there that our faith finds itself. So you have to find your authority in yourself, in your love of God and neighbor, and actions of mercy and justice that Isaiah talks about so beautifully in the first reading. Unless Christians really start being an alternative, we might as well be thrown out. Because we're not offering the world anything that it doesn't have already or can't find in better places. So let's let our politics not be a discouragement for us, but an invitation and a challenge.